Time for the Daily Dose of Ag with Lori Boyer on the award-winning Your Ag Network.
Broadcasting live today from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Annual Convention in Kansas City, Missouri. Sarah Hastings, Illinois Corn Board member, has information on a new federal bill currently under House review, which aims to provide relief for farmers and ranchers impacted by natural disasters in the U.S.
One of the things that just recently popped up is Congress is working on this Farm Act, which stands for Farm Assistance and Revenue Mitigation. So one of the things that came out of the two hurricanes that hit the southeast part of the country was it kind of started some side talks about farmers having kind of less or negative incomes than we have seen for the last few years. So they are projecting this formula that will basically be a disaster ad hoc payment.
While there are positive things about the bill, there's also negatives.
One of the things that we think might happen is that retailers and landowners will see this disaster payment and they will keep their land rents high, and they will keep input costs high. So seed won't come down, fertilizer inputs won't come down, and we think the market needs to kind of adjust to where crop prices are right now, rather than throw a payment at it that take money out of one pocket, distribute it out to a group of people, doesn't ever really fix the problem. So we would much rather see Congress work to build better markets, better trade opportunities,
thereby letting the market adjust on its own, according to Hastings.
Good news, ranchers. Leading pediatric and nutrition associations, including the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, now recommend introducing meats like beef, among other nutrient-dense foods, to infants. Your checkoff dollar supports the research and awareness of new guidelines that show beef's 10 essential vitamins and minerals, including protein, iron, and zinc, strengthen growth and development, creating new generations of beef lovers from bite one. Get the full story at yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.